Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the September 14th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, coming to you from the Dynamic 4R Studios in beautiful St. Augustine, Florida. I got to tell you, I am pumped that you're hanging out with me for the next half hour or so. Now, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. We are so glad that you're here. And if you're listening to us on Truth Talk 630 out of St. Louis, great to have you. I encourage you to visit servantwarriorradio.com, and there you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, if you're listening to us via the web, that's outstanding. Make sure you add servantwarriorradio.com as well as truthtalk630.com to your favorites. Right up there on top of your favorites bar, make sure you add those two websites, because especially add servantwarriorradio.com, because you can access that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And because, like I said, it's open every single day for your convenience, and you can get an episode of Servant Warrior Radio whenever you want it. Now, today's message is entitled, What's Under the Hood? Now, it's a part of the series, Life is a Highway. Now, I shared a couple of messages from the Life is a Highway series a few months back. Now, today's message is not one of those, but we will be making the entire Life is a Highway series available later on in the year for download. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Now, I'm going to be really open and transparent and honest with you right now, because transparency, one, is something that I absolutely strive for here on Servant Warrior Radio. Today's message is very likely to offend some folks, and I want to say that right up front. It's not done on purpose, but if I hurt your feelings, I'm going to ask that you just get over it. One, it's because I love you, but more importantly, it's because I love God. So if he puts something on my heart, I'm going to share it. Now, again, transparency and honesty. I want to tell you that if I am honest, I will tell you that the message that we talk about today hits home with me as well. Now, before we get into the show, I want to ask you to continue to pray for the families of Chris Stevens, who is the late ambassador to the U.S. Embassy in Libya, as well as members of his staff, two of which were United States Marines, who were murdered earlier this week. As well as I ask that you pray for some of the Libyan citizens who were injured when the U.S. Embassy in Libya was invaded. And I got to tell you, I'm a bit fired up at this whole thing. And not just the fact that United States soil was invaded, and also the fact that United States citizens were murdered, but I'm also a little fired up about the U.S.'s response. Now, I'm going to leave that rant to the political pundits, but suffice to say, the United States leadership needs to find some intestinal fortitude and quit apologizing for the freedoms that we Americans enjoy, as well as the principles in which we hold on to. Now, I'm going to stop there, because there's no telling where that can end up if we keep going. But I do want to look at this event from another perspective, and I want to look at the two very different responses that result from attacks. And that's coming from the Christians and Muslims. Now, again, I want to make sure that this is, I want to say this up front, I'm not making overarching generalizations across Christians and Muslims. Okay, I'm not saying that. I understand that usually the fray, that very outer edge that creates most of the issues. But when we look at Christian responses to attacks against Jesus Christ, you see prayer. You see forgiveness. They are nonviolent. I can't think of when there was violence over attacks made against Jesus Christ. And while many times we'd love to wipe the floor with people in this country because of the attacks made against Christ and our Christian beliefs, which, by the way, are the fundamental pillars of our country's heritage, we don't, because it would go against who we are fundamentally as followers of Christ. Now, I often have to ask for forgiveness, because I have a desire periodically to open up a can of, well, you know what, against some of those folks making those attacks. Now, let's look at the Islamic response when someone speaks against Muhammad. Murder, riots, violence. Now, again, I know it's not the majority of Muslims who react that way, but there is an overall perception of the Islamic faith that it is one of violence. And now, we also have to remember that the invasion of the U.S. Embassy happened on September 11th. Now, with regards to perception, perception is reality, regardless of whether or not it's truth. As of the taping of this show, I have yet to see or hear anyone from the Islamic or Muslim community speak out against the attack and murders at the U.S. Embassy in Libya. Now, like I said before, I know that the attacks are a result of just a small few, but I can tell you that if a group of, quote, Christians rioted and killed people because someone made a movie mocking Jesus, which there have been a few made, by the way, the entire Christian community would come out against them because it's not who we are called to be as followers of Christ. Hey, I'm calling it like I see it, and I pray that God forgives me for my anger, but I'm a little ticked off. So I'm going to tell you what, I'd better take a quick break and count to 100, maybe even 1,000, or there's a very good chance I'm going to say something that will impact my testimony. Hey, don't go away. We will be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Blessing those who curse me. Honest, the most peace with you.
When you come against my country, when you come against my family, you try to destroy my people, and I can't just stand by. There's no way that I can stand by. This time I will not stand by. I am coming, and if I come, this pain is coming with me.
Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio, every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and I have counted to 1,000, and I do believe that I am ready to move on. But I do ask that you pray for those who are impacted by the invasions and those who were the families of those that were murdered through the attacks of the U.S. Embassy in Libya. And I also ask that you pray for those Libyan citizens who were doing everything that they could to protect the Americans there at the embassy. And I also ask that you pray for those who attacked the embassy and killed those, because that's who we are as followers of Christ. That's who we're called to do. God's word says don't repay evil with evil. And even though our natural tendency, our human response is to retaliate, that's not what we're called to do as Christians. So I ask that you pray for them. I ask you pray for those who did the attacking, and I pray that God would be glorified, that his sovereignty, it would certainly come through, but that hearts would also be changed through this event. I mean, Romans 8:28 says he works all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose, and this event is absolutely no different. But I got to tell you, I am absolutely pumped. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to be running the 2012 Mud Crusade Atlanta. It's going to be held at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Now, if you have never taken part in one of these types of events, this one is a 5K mud run, and it's going to have all types of obstacles that you got to go over. There's going to be barbed wire and things that you got to go under. It's going to be all kinds of mud. I mean, it is absolutely 100% good, clean, old-fashioned, dirty fun. I mean, that's what we're going to have. But we've got folks, my wife is going to do it with me. We've got some other folks who are going to be donning the Servant Warrior gear. We're going to have Servant Warrior in our back, and we're going to be out spreading the life-changing message of Christ, and we're going to be promoting Servant Warrior Ministries. I mean, that's what we're called to do. Listen, we've got to go and meet people where they are. So I certainly look forward to that. These are great, great events. Now, I will tell you, if there's an event like this in your area, whether it's, you know, we ran a Rugged Maniac here in Florida last year and running another one in Tampa in December, but they had these things all over the place. And if there's one happening near you and you want to spread the life-changing message of Christ and you want to do it via Servant Warrior, I want you to email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Let's connect and talk about getting some Servant Warrior gear to you And if the schedules all work out, possibly even taping an episode segment of Servant Warrior Radio from the event. Listen, I love going hang out and running these events. It is a great, great time to meet people and to talk. But again, to get out and meet people where they are. Now, speaking of taping segments, I'm going to be taping some of next week's show at the Mud Crusade tomorrow, and we're going to be hitting the streets to get some public response via what we call Servant Warrior Raw. Now, Servant Warrior Raw, that's R-A-W, that is a real, radical, relentless, and relevant pursuit of the truth and real intel about the environment we, as God's servant warriors, are called to fight in each and every day. You know, we can pretend to think we know what the environment is and what we're up against, or we can get the true intel from those in the arena. And those are the ones who we are fighting for. We have to meet people where they are, on their turf, because expecting them to come to us is an approach that so many groups and churches are taking now, and we wonder why there are so few people beating down the doors. Now, that's not all churches do it, but there are so many that are expecting people to come to them as opposed to going out and meeting people where they are. Because Jesus met people where they were during his ministry on earth, and he still does. He still meets people where they are today. That is what we are called to do. And that means no place is going to be off limits that we're going to use to gather intel and share the life-changing message of Christ. Raw is going to be wide open. It's going to be enlightening. It's going to be uncensored. And it will be complete. It'll absolutely live up to the name, I assure you. And it's going to run the gamut from soft intel gathering to all out in your face forums and closed doors, no holds barred throwdowns. I mean, and the information that we gather, we want to use it, we want to assimilate it, we want to put it together, and we want to share it with those who truly want to reach the lost, those who want to make an eternal impact in the lives of others, those who are called to be game changers. You know, God works through those who are willing to stand in the gaps, who are willing to charge a giant with a rock and a slingshot, who are willing to march around a fortified city with trumpets, who are willing to take on 10,000 to 1 odds with jars and torches. Those who are ready to rally at the sound of a trumpet blast and prepared to do battle to the death because they've already given their lives to the one who gave his for them, and take a battle with the full expectancy that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will fight for them. I mean, that's what it means to be a servant warrior. Hey, I've got to take a break. When we return, I'm going to get into the message, What's Under the Hood. Now, you definitely do not want to miss that. So don't touch that dial. You've got 120 seconds to get another cup of Joe. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
When the bell rings out, this fight is on. Are you ready for me? Cause I'm ready for you. It's time for us to stop throwing dirt. Just look and see who's standing now.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio, the show that resides just on the edgy side of Christian talk. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. Let's dive into the message, What's Under the Hood? Now, if you remember back a few months ago, I did some messages from the Life is a Highway series. Now, if you missed those or you want a refresher, go to servantwarriorradio.com, and there you can access all the Life is a Highway episodes. Now, later this year, we'll make the entire Life is a Highway series available at servantwarriorradio.com. So you definitely want to be looking forward to that. Now, I just love this message. And I got to tell you right up front that there's a very good chance, and I said this earlier in the show, that I'm going to offend or hurt somebody's feelings. And again, I don't mean to. I am simply sharing the message that God put on my heart and calling it like I see it, as well as bringing it straight from God's word. Because like I said, I bring it because I love you. But more importantly, it's because I love God. All right, guys, let me set this thing up for you. I want to tell you a story. You and three buddies emerge from the local gas and guzzle with some large cups of coffee or Mountain Dews, whichever you prefer. And you guys are headed back to your massive crew cab man machine that resides next to the gas pump that just delivered way too much petroleum into your machine. Now you guys get back in and get back on the interstate headed to wherever it is that you're going. Now a mile or so up the road, you get the fortune of being stuck behind this beat up two-tone primered colored late 60s model Camaro that from the outside looked extremely lucky just to be staying together and certainly didn't appear to be interstate worthy. Not to mention it was being driven by, let's say, an elderly gentleman. Now, of course, conversation in the truck between you and your buddies ensued, and I'm sure that conversation wasn't necessarily favorable to the machine or the driver that was a couple of hundred feet ahead of you. Now, in the attempt to get out of your way, the older gentleman in his Camaro found himself pulling in front of this jet black, tricked out, and super nice Mustang convertible with the top down. And the guy driving it, probably in his early 30s, and from the way that he was going at it on his cell phone, was obviously making the business deal of his life. Now, this guy clearly felt as though the nice gentleman who just pulled in front of him didn't share his sense of urgency. Now, unfortunately, the traffic was such that wouldn't allow the Mustang to pass the Camaro. So the young buck found himself in the trunk of that Camaro a few times because he was getting awfully close. It was pretty obvious he was agitated. Now, you and your buddies are watching this whole thing unfold, and you likely have some mixed feelings about it. Probably have some sympathy for the older guy as well as some empathy for that young stud. Now, it gets better. The young guy gets the opportunity to go around the older gentleman, but instead of passing him and going about his day, he feels the need to express his agitation and about being held up. So he pulls in front of the Camaro and he slows down, causing the older guy to have to put on his brakes. Now, this young guy he revs up his car, you know, and lets it jump a couple of times in front of the old guy as if to say, "Hey, look at this machine and look at yours. Who are you to pull in front of me and slow me down?" At that moment, you see the back end of the Camaro lower a bit, and you hear this unbelievable and deafening growl of power as this two-tone Bondo and duct-taped Camaro jets past this little car like it was sitting still. Now, of course, the young man wants to make sure he's not going to be one-upped. So the next sound that you hear is this engine revving to its absolute max. But the little four-cylinder engine in the young stud sports car, that nice tricked-out Mustang, just didn't have the oomph to keep up with that seasoned hot rodder. Not to mention, the Mustang was in dire need of a tune-up and an oil change. Now, let's put this thing in perspective. This kid's car looked super sweet on the outside, but seriously lacked the fortitude on the inside. Now, come to find out, the old guy in the Camaro just finished restoring that 1969 ZL1 Camaro and its 500 horsepower V8 powerhouse engine. Now, even if the young guy had a Shelby Cobra, he was going to have a hard time catching the older gentleman in his Camaro. But you know what? You would have never guessed the Camaro had that type of engine just from looking out on the outside. Now, I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of the Star Wars movies. Not so much the new ones, you know, that had all the computer-generated enhancements and all that stuff that made it look kind of crazy. But the original ones, and especially the first one, Episode 4, A New Beginning. Now, one of the best quotes in the entire movie, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of them in that movie, came from Han Solo, of course, played by Harrison Ford, when he was responding to Luke Skywalker, who was played by Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker's observation and comment regarding Han Solo's ship, the Millennium Falcon. Let's listen to it.
"What a piece of junk.
She'll make 0.5 past light speed. She may not look like much, but she's got it where it counts, kid."
Man, I just dig that quote, and I dig that part, and I use it often myself, and of course I'm dating myself, but that's okay, because you know what, they just don't make good movies like that anymore. That's why you see all of these remakes of the classics. That just tells you that they're just having a hard time making good newer movies, but that's certainly a subject for another day. Not much to look at, but it has it where it counts, kid. I mean, how applicable is that? And also, how many times have we heard that the heart, not the outer appearance of a person, is what is important to God? All throughout Scripture, God makes it very clear that what is on the inside counts much more than what's on the outside. Think about it. When Samuel passed the news that David, the youngster, and not one of his older, more outwardly appealing brothers would be king of Israel, I mean, what was the response? What did God say when he was talking about one of David's brothers? He said, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." That's 1 Samuel 16:7. Now, more though for the conversation here that we're having was Christ's admonishment of the Pharisee that he was dining with, as told in Luke chapter 11 and Matthew 23. And this was regarding the vast difference between his and other Pharisees' outward appearance and what was under the hood. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verses 26 through 28, "Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." Too often, we are more concerned with how we look to others than how we look to God. And I'm going to go ahead, and I'm sure I'm going to make a bunch of people mad, but too often our churches and those inside the church look, and when we use the analogy of our story, more like the beautiful Mustang than the bondoed Camaro. Now let me ask you, which one would you say you are? The more important question is, which one would others say you are? Yeah. And we wonder why our words and our actions don't impact others, at least not in the way God would want. Here's the harsh reality, folks. People can see through the facade of playing the part of, quote, Christian. More times than I would like to admit, I have heard the word hypocrite associated with Christians and the church. And I've heard that both inside and outside the church. Now, of course, not every church body or group of believers is this way, but too many are. You've seen them. And you visited him. Let's start focusing on what God sees as important. He clearly tells us that if we will clean up the inside, the outside will also be clean. If we're going to impact others for his kingdom, we must adopt an inside-out focus rather than an outside-in. You know, there comes a time at the end of every show that I like to give people the opportunity to surrender their lives to Christ. There are those listening that are going to say, "Jeff, I don't have a relationship with Christ, but I want to surrender my life to him and allow him to be the Lord of my life. I want to get rid of the fakeness and be who he has called me to be. I want to ask for his forgiveness of my sins and secure my place in heaven for eternity." Hey, if that's you, we can do that right now. Now, there are others who will say, "Jeff, you know, it breaks my heart, but I'm more like the Mustang than the Camaro. I have a relationship with Christ, but I'm more like the person at the church trying to look the part rather than opening myself to God and allowing him to work in me, cleaning me from the inside out. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want a fresh and clean start with God." You know what? God is the God of second, third, fourth, 50th chances and new beginnings. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23 tells us, "Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." If you're ready to surrender your life for the first time or the 50th time, would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for today. God, thank you for your love for me that is unconditional. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me. God, I pray that you would come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Lord, I want you to use me in whatever way you see fit. I want to be the person you have called me to be. In Jesus' name we pray. amen. If you prayed that prayer, you have got to email me, Jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, thanks for hanging out today. It was a great, great show. And make sure you don't miss next week, because we're going to have some great stuff from the Mud Crusade this weekend, as well as some great intel from Servant Warrior Raw. Know that I love you. Know that I'm praying for you. Now, until next week, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.